Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The teenager killed in a drive-by shooting July 4th in the city's King Sessing neighborhood has been identified. And as KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, authorities say they're making some progress in the investigation.
The 19-year-old who died in the shooting of nine people on July 4th was Maurice Quain, a beloved son and nephew who lived in the Southwest Philly neighborhood. But police don't know if he was the intended target. The eight others, who range from ages 14 to 24, were mostly hit in their legs. One victim was grazed in the head. The shooting happened Thursday near 60th and King Sessing Avenue around 11:30 p.m. Law enforcement sources tell KYW News Radio the car they believe the shooter or shooters drove was found in Lansdowne, Delaware County, along Bartram Avenue, not too far from the shooting. Investigators are processing the car, a light-colored Toyota Highlander, which they say had been stolen. Sources say they found some ballistic evidence inside. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses and victims, skimming through social media and surveillance video for clues.
There's a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. A motorcyclist was killed, another driver seriously injured in a crash in Northeast Philadelphia. It happened just before 10:30 Sunday night at the intersection of Bustleton Avenue and Tomlinson Road in the city's Somerton neighborhood. Police say the driver of a blue Suzuki motorcycle was speeding northbound on Bustleton, ran the red light, and slammed into a Lexus. The 27-year-old motorcyclist was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead a short time later. The 50-year-old behind the wheel of the Lexus is in critical condition at the hospital. The investigation is ongoing. Thousands of advocates for people experiencing homelessness are attending a conference in D.C. this week, and a big item of discussion is how to proceed in light of a Supreme Court ruling which the advocates say will allow cities and towns to criminalize homelessness. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with the leader of a Pensauken-based group about the trip.
Anita Wemple is president of the Community Planning and Advocacy Council. She says the National Conference on Ending Homelessness is a meeting of the minds from all across the country with new challenges ahead of them.
Homelessness looked a lot different than we thought it looked like 5 years ago.
Wemple says today far more people with jobs are without a home than previous years. She says far too many people are being priced out.
So some of the solution is advocating for more higher wages, advocating for more money coming from the federal government to help with subsidized programming.
Which, she says, means money for rent or security deposits and even mortgages.
Wemple says it's been great swapping ideas with so many other advocates who all have the same passion for the most vulnerable. Authorities say fireworks sparked a forest fire that has consumed 4,000 acres in southern New Jersey. The Teton Hill wildfire in Wharton State Forest is now 75% contained. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says a fireworks device started the fire on the 4th of July. The flames were spotted from a fire tower Friday morning near Apple Pie Hill and the Batona Campground, which was evacuated as a precaution. Fireworks are prohibited in New Jersey state parks. Officials are asking anyone with information about the fire to call the State Park Police tip line. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.